And doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any 10 or more stock kitchen cabinets and countertops. And there's more. Save up to 25% on drywall gypsum boards when you buy in bulk. Visit us in-store or online for low prices and the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal gun trial of Hunter Biden has adjourned for the day. It began with prosecutors resting their case and defense calling witnesses, including Hunter Biden's daughter, Naomi. ABC's Olivia Rubin is in Delaware and says relatives have also been in the court this first week to show support.
It has, come to ensnare multiple members of the family. Even today, Jill Biden was in the room. Valerie Biden was in the room. Hunter Biden, of course, was in the room. Jimmy Biden is elsewhere in the building. Naomi's husband, Peter, took a seat between Jill Biden and Valerie Biden.
Authorities say the Danish prime minister was assaulted and beaten by a man on the open street in Copenhagen today. That man was arrested, police say, and the prime minister was not seriously injured. Kia says it's recalling over 400,000 Telluride SUVs. Federal regulators say the front power seat motor can overheat and create a fire risk while parked or driving. And that fire could then burn down a home if it's in the garage. This is ABC News. A key witness taking the stand in Senator Robert Menendez's criminal trial.
Jose Uribe pleaded guilty in March to trying to bribe Senator Robert Menendez to have the Attorney General's office back off on criminal investigations of two of his associates. Uribe agreed to cooperate with authorities. And as a star witness for the prosecution in Menendez's corruption trial, Uribe testifying that he helped the senator's then-girlfriend buy a $60,000 Mercedes-Benz convertible. Uribe's testimony comes a day after former New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Gruhl told the court that Menendez twice tried to discuss a pending criminal case with him. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Menendez has pleaded not guilty. The FBI released nearly 500 pages of files on O.J. Simpson Friday, around 2 months following his death in accordance with department policy. Most of the investigative documents surround the 1994 double murder investigation of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ronald Goldman. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to shower and thunderstorm possible with lows in the upper 50s. Maybe some morning rain early, then sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. Nice day with highs in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny in mid-70s again Sunday. More sun and a high in the low 70s on Monday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he wants to get more involved with Milwaukee Public Schools, but says his office will not be taking over district operations.
Clear. I'm not seeking to have the mayor's office take over schools in this city.
Also on Friday, Governor Tony Evers called for an extensive audit of MPS. The city of Madison records its second homicide of the year.
Early Friday, when a 27-year-old man was shot on the Near East Side, Madison police do not believe this was random and is likely, they say, tied to some altercation between the suspect and victim in Madison. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two suspects in a Green Bay homicide made initial court appearances Thursday. Neither Aaron Walton nor Joseph Poor have been formally charged in the case, but they're being held on $1 million cash bond each. Wisconsin Radio Network.
We're on mutual assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast is tomorrow. The breakfast is being held at the Kohler Farm on Highway 85 between Durand and Rock Falls, starting at 6:30. The breakfast is free, but free will donations will be accepted. Because of the breakfast, motorists traveling along Highway 85 tomorrow morning should be ready for possible traffic delays. As the new library opens in Mondovi, what will become of the old library space that is in the same building as City Hall? The Mondovi Historical Society is asking the library board in the city if they could use that space. That request was announced during the last city council meeting. Other uses for the space include moving the police department from its current location to the old library. Lake Halley may hire a village administrator. Currently, Lake Halley has a clerk treasurer, but Village Board President Gary Spindle said that job may be open by the end of the year and they may change things. He says moving to a village administrator would allow one person to oversee the day-to-day operations in Lake Halley, as opposed to having to bring in other people. Spindle says no one has made any final decisions. The police chief in Wautoma is crediting quick-thinking neighbors for stopping a man from taking a boy into the woods this week. Chief Paul Mott yesterday thanked the entire community for stopping what could have been a tragedy at a local park. The chief says a man tried to lure a group of kids into the woods Wednesday afternoon. The chief said the man told the kids he was God, told them his wife was Jesus, and told them he'd just escaped from prison. A mom at the park spotted what was happening and stopped the man. Chief Mott said officers arrested the man a short time later. He's now waiting for formal charges in that case. Minnesota State College Southeast has received one of the largest donations in that school's history. They received $217,000 in the form of stock from an anonymous donor. The money will be used for student scholarships, specifically those pursuing a degree and residing at the Winona campus. Last year, the college launched the College Opportunity Program, offering tuition-free education to graduates of schools within the Winona district. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The City of Durand has announced the four finalists for the City Administrator position. The four finalists are current Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis, the current City Administrator of Lancaster David Carlson, the Town Administrator for La Pointe, Wisconsin Michael Kucha, and Jason Roloff, who was the past Budget Manager for the City of Rochester. The city hopes to have a new administrator in place by July 1st, when current administrator Scott Rasmussen retires. Durand Fun Fest begins today at Memorial Park in Durand. Events will run through the weekend. Currently, Fun Fest is organized by 7 people, and Mike Norby, chair of Fun Fest, says the event is in need of more volunteers. Norby says even just helping out for a few hours would be very helpful.
We are in a dire situation. We do need more volunteers. It's unfortunate. I completely understand that not everybody has time to do it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an entire weekend type of thing. If you can volunteer with beer sales, merch sales, helping set up something, helping tear down something, I mean, it could be as simple as just a couple of hours.
To volunteer, just contact FunFest on their Facebook page. An Eau Claire mom is waiting to see if she will go to prison for chronic neglect of her 3 children. Shanta Hill pleaded no contest yesterday to chronic neglect of her kids, ages 6, 5, and 4 years old. Investigators say the case is one of the worst cases of neglect they've ever seen. One teacher said when the 6-year-old enrolled in school, they were like a wild animal that had just been let out of a cage. Neighbors say none of the kids could eat solid food, and the 6-year-old was unable to walk. Hill is due back in court in 2 weeks. The student hunter safety program in Mosinee schools is under review after a teacher brought a non-functioning rifle to school earlier this year. The teacher is still working in the district and was allowed to bring what essentially is a prop gun to school in January. But someone who worked at the school, who didn't know the rifle was non-functioning, alerted school leaders, and the school then warned parents that someone brought a gun to school. Now the district says it's investigating the matter and reviewing whether the hunter safety program will even continue. It looks like the plan to recall Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker has fallen short again. The group Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund yesterday said the Racine recall effort included thousands of signatures from people who do not live in Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's district. The recall signatures also show that hundreds of people signed several times, and hundreds of other signatures were collected after the state's deadline. There are now also claims that most of the signature collectors are from out of state, and some of them even have criminal records. The Racine recall group needs nearly 7,000 signatures to force a recall election. Organizers said last month that they had confidence they'd hit that mark. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Minnesota is going to start a new deer population count for the northeastern part of that state next month. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says the study will take 3 years. The DNR says, unlike past studies which relied on airplanes, this study will use trail cameras on both public and private land. There are concerns that the reintroduction of wolves has led to a massive decline in deer in northern Wisconsin. Hunters there have been complaining for years about a lack of deer each season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Truex touts Sonoma's twists and turns. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails The Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
This is who we are now.
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
Martin Truex Jr. was just 9 years old when the NASCAR Cup Series first competed at Sonoma Raceway in June of 1989. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot, who is the defending and four-time winner at the Northern California Road Course, shared that he is a big fan of the track's difficult, undulating layout.
You know, no matter what kind of cars it was, whether it was, you know, the late 80s or whatever when they first started going there, or today, it's a huge challenge. It's a really fun course. Even going out there to test, run laps by yourself, it's like, it's just a cool track, you know. It's a lot of fun to drive on. So it's always more difficult when they put 37 other guys out there with you, but definitely a fun place and a heck of a challenge.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning.
and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Tigers in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Milwaukee started the road trip with three straight losses to the Phillies. They look to break that three-game slide tonight. WIAA State Girls Softball Championships continue at Goodman Diamond in Madison. In Division 5 semifinal action this morning, Pacelli blanked Assumption 10-0 and will meet Oakfield Saturday morning in the title game. In Division 3, Laconia scored three in the seventh to come back and beat Michigan 3-2. Today is an off day for the Admiral after their 7-2 win over Coachella Valley in the AHL's Western Conference Finals. They still trail 3-1 in the series and face another winner-go-home game tomorrow night in Milwaukee. NHL Finals start on Saturday night. Florida Panthers start things off at home against the Edmonton Oilers in Game 1. NBA Finals resume on Sunday with Boston playing host to Dallas. The Celtics won the opener on Thursday night. Midwest League Quad City at Wisconsin, Lake County at Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA State Softball Tournament is set for this weekend, plus boys golf champs are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Spring sports tournament season continues this week, first with the Boys Golf Championship that was held Monday and Tuesday. Wanakee claimed the Division I team crown, while Lakeland was the D2 team champion. Mineral Point grabbed the Division III team title. In the individual results, Germantown senior Cody Schmidt, Edgerton junior Caleb Kern, and Durand, Arkansas senior Logan Weisinger were the champions in their respective divisions. The softball state championships are this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Three-time defending state champion Carcona enters as the top seed in Division 1, as the Galloping Ghosts have won 107 consecutive games overall. Other D1 qualifiers include Kenosha Bradford, Sun Prairie East, Milton, New Richmond, Watertown, Cedarburg, and Sussex Hamilton. Mosinee is the top seed in Division 2, as the Indians will face off against Lake Mills in the opening round. Michicot is unbeaten and the top seed in Division 3, as defending champion Broadhead is the 2 seed. Fall Creek leads the field in Division 4 as the number 1 seed. Oakfield is the top seed in D5, with defending champion Pacelli the number 2 seed. Semifinal action for state softball on Thursday and Friday, while all 5 championship games will be held on Saturday. The boys' team tennis state tournament is also this weekend. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. There's a lot of debate that goes on about whether or not you should fish for bedding bass. Some people say it's not a good thing, and others say they want to catch a big one, so why not? I'm going to tell you what one Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer says, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach says fishing for bedding bass is not a good thing. He says when you're taking those bass off the beds, you're pulling a fish off that is actually protecting that nest. There's always a lot of bluegills and perch and maybe some crappies around there that want to sneak down there and grab some of those eggs and wolf them down. They're hungry. They want to eat. But if you pull that bass off the bed, there's nothing there to protect those eggs. He said that there are a lot of bass, big and small, that are either done spawning or haven't spawned yet. Those are the fish you should be targeting. Those fish are either going to be real shallow up in the heavy cover, or they're going to be very deep. These are the ones that are finished spawning. Typically, they slide off into the deeper water to do some recuperation. And he said, you can target those bass. You can catch those fish. Those deep bass, you want to use a slow approach, like a plastic worm or even live bait. Those shallow fish, go after them with top water and dig them out of that slop. So leave the ones that are on the beds alone. They're protecting the nest. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to shower and thunderstorm possible with lows in the upper 50s. Maybe some morning rain early, then sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. Nice day with highs in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny in mid-70s again Sunday. More sun and a high in the low 70s on Monday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Joining me on today's program to recap today's markets and this week's markets is Jeff Peterson from Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Well, first things first, let's take a look and kind of see where we ended. Corn did end the day 2 to 3 lower at the settlements. Soybeans were down 16 to 20 in the old crop. Looks like down about 9 or 10 in the new crop. And we were down across the board in wheat as well. Kansas City wheat was down 12 to 13 cents here at the settlements. Before we talk specifics, just give us your thoughts on the market trade today. I thought we were going to have a chance after yesterday's increases, but that wasn't the case today, huh?
No, if you look back to where we started the week, you know, we had pressure coming into the week, and then yesterday's trade was very promising. We looked like we were having a turnaround in the markets. And then we come into today's trade, and then we continue to see some additional pressure. A few things going on out there, I'd say. You know, you had the overnight, there was talk coming out of Turkey. They were talking about how they want to go ahead and stop imports or increase their import taxes on wheat coming in. And that put some pressure on the wheat market, which I think also then ended up spilling over into corn and soybeans. And I also think yesterday we ran up into some areas where we ran into a lot of selling. And, you know, from a technical standpoint, going into the weekend and the fact of the time of year and weather, you know, we just ended up having some profit taking happen. But there were a few positives, I think, out of today's trade. One, if you take a look at corn, we were able to close, you know, a little over 4 cents off the lows of the day. And beans, we were closing about 5 cents off the lows. We were able to still stay above the lows that were established, you know, yesterday and the day before. So that was a positive. So I think it sets us up well as we go into next week's trade, Chad.
All right. Of course, we do have a few things coming up next week. That WASDE report in the middle of the week. We'll talk about expectations on that as well, and maybe even how South America is progressing as well. But you know, kind of stepping back and just looking at the situation, because we've had to deal with something we haven't had to deal with in a while, and that's wet and less than ideal planting conditions. How do you think these crops are getting their start, corn and soybeans?
Well, that's a very interesting one. And it's always that time of year where we're kind of transitioning. We're transitioning from, okay, what do we have for acres of plant and how are we progressing there? And then off to how's the plants emerging and what kind of start are we getting off to? And I think on Monday's crop progress report, I think they'll show the U.S. has planted about 95% of the corn acres. And over on the bean side, we're setting probably somewhere around about 89%. And then in addition, this past week, you know, we did get the first good to excellent rating on the corn, which just came in at, you know, 75% good to excellent, which, you know, that's not the highest we've ever had, but it was a good enough number, I think, based on the conditions we have, that all of a sudden gets the traders thinking, well, now, wait a minute, how's this crop going to turn out? You know, is it went into some tougher conditions in some areas, but it's off to a really good start. We've really got kind of plenty of subsoil moisture out there. Don't necessarily have a threatening forecast in front of us. We've got some warmer temperatures, maybe a little bit drier, which is positive initially, but gets to be a little concerning as you go along. And I think that's really kind of the setup that we're having right now, Chad, in regard to how the crop's getting it going.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the idea of how many crops, you know, what are we going to have to deal with? We don't have any acreage update in that WASDE next week, do we? When do we get an acreage estimate? And I guess beyond that, do you think there are going to be acreage adjustments?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. We're really not, as we get into WASDE next week, we're really not expecting to see any type of adjustment on the acre side. Also, really will not expect to see any type of adjustment on the yield side also at this point. But it is interesting right now. I do think as we go down the road, I do think we will see some adjustments that will happen. And really where that kind of starts with is the fact that even though on paper it seems like everything got off to a decent start, you know, we're either at average or slightly above average on planting pace, depending on whether you're looking at the 5-year, 10-year. If you look at the 10-year average, we're behind. But overall in this corn crop, we probably did get that crop in about 7 to 10 days later overall than what we would normally like to see. But coming back to just kind of the overall acre discussion, as we dig into the numbers, we do think prevent plant acres are going to come up. And here's kind of what our thoughts were. Last year, there was 3.6 million acres of prevent plant. That would be cross corn, soybeans, and wheat. This year, we think as we dig into the numbers, look at our planting pace, look at the amount of moisture on the subsoil side that's, you know, on topsoil side that's surplus. Also look at whether the weather across, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, on down into Minnesota, we think that number could climb up to about 6.2 million acres this year. Now, keep in mind, the 17-year average going all the way back to 2007 would actually bring us in at 5.5 million acres. So having us at 6.2 is not a big number, but it is skewed a little bit by 2019, because in 2019 there was about 19.6 million acres of prevent plant. That was a year we were so terribly wet. So as we say, well, there's probably going to be a little less acres planted than what we had last year, a very natural question becomes, well, where will the adjustments be made? And I think the first one will be on the corn side. I do think that corn acre number will slide down maybe a million and a half acres, I think, is what it feels like in there. Then the question from there comes over and we say, okay, so is the rest of adjustment, does that all come out of soybeans? And I'd say it's a little bit too early to tell yet. You know, if the prices would make a rally back up, maybe there in some of these areas will be some more double plant. Maybe there won't be. So we're still going to have to, you know, hold the jury out a little bit longer on what's going to happen on the bean side. But that's kind of what it looks like we could see for adjustments down the road on the corn side, Chad.
Okay, so Jeff, how long do we have to wait for the official number? Do we wait till after acre certification, or when are we going to get an idea on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, at the end of the month, what we know is we'll have the planted acreage numbers. So that'll be our first look at that, Chad.
Okay, very good. Again, we've been visiting with Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And coming up in the second half of the channel, Final Bell, we are going to take a look at South America, the progression there, and our expectations for the WASDE report next week as well. Stay tuned. The second half of the channel, Final Bell, is coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us here once again. During the break here, you were saying maybe there's just a little bit more on the acres that you wanted to touch on when we could see some confirmation of what actually went in the ground, Jeff?
Yeah, exactly. So as we look at that, you know, USDA will have a chance to look at what acres have been certified, you know, through the FSA offices, and also they'll get to have a chance to look from the crop insurance side, those RMA numbers. They'll have a chance to look at those numbers and as they come out in August. So the August report will have a chance to look at some more of those acre numbers, and we know as we go into September and then October is when all the acres will, you know, fully get factored in.
So what you're saying is there is some time for the market to chew on this acreage discussion, huh?
Yeah, there will be. So really what will happen is the market will be chewing on it. The market will be doing its calculations, you know, long before there's anything that comes out from USDA side. And that's the same thing that's happening right now. What I didn't mention is next week we'll also get in the crop progress report on Monday, we'll get the first good to excellent ratings on the soybeans. So what's happening now is everybody's starting to say, okay, is the 181 yield possible? Is the 52 bushel the acre yield on soybeans possible? And they'll start really crunching in and look at those crop conditions and what's going on with the subsoil and topsoil moisture. And that's really going to start getting factored in. We're kind of making that transition point from what's planted now to what do we think the supply side's going to look like.
All right. Well, let's talk about the other side of the ledger for a few minutes, the demand side. How does demand look for U.S. corn and soybeans right now?
You know, actually, we're looking really good, and that's what's really kind of interesting. We're kind of in that time frame where there's a little bit of transition in here. Just to give you an idea, like right now, the U.S. corn at the Gulf is now the cheapest corn offered out there globally, and actually Ukraine had taken that spot. Now, I think Argentina will probably take it away from us here shortly because their harvest is progressing nicely, and we'll also then see that safrinha corn crop as more of that crop out of Brazil comes to market. You know, they'll start becoming cheaper, but as of right now, the corn out of the Gulf is very competitive. Also on the U.S. beans, you know, we're about 10 to 15 cents over Brazil right now, but what we did notice this week is we did start picking up some sales for the latter months out into latter part of July into August. We're starting to pick up some sales that would have normally been bought out of Brazil, but we're competitive there. Now, I'll give you an idea. Last year at this time, Brazil was about $1.88 cheaper than what we were, so you know, that's a big difference in comparison to our competitiveness. And then also what's interesting is U.S. Gulf wheat's equal to the price in Russia, and that's really the first time since last year that's the case. Now, that would be on the soft wheat side, of course, but, you know, so we are actually very competitive out there right now, Chad.
Okay. Just very quickly, what's the situation in South America? Are they coming along with the harvest or what?
Yeah, they're moving along nicely. As you take a look at that Brazil right now on the safrinha crop, you know, they're about 10% harvested on the corn side. What it does look like as we look at those numbers is that Mato Grosso area, the northern part, you know what, the yields up there look really good. As you go further south, of course, the yields are not as good. As you move on down to Argentina is about 92% harvested on the soybean side. Corn's lagging, and that's mainly because that gets spread out so much further on the planting side. You know, they're sitting there at about 35% harvested on the corn side out in Argentina, Chad.
Okay, very good. Now, let's do the preview for next week. That WASDE report that comes out on Wednesday, what are the key numbers to that? What will you be watching, Jeff?
Yeah, there's a number of things we're going to watch. So big picture, what the trade's looking for right now, let's go first to the U.S. on the ending stock side. The trade's really looking for those ending stock numbers on both the old crop and the new crop, the 23 crop and the 24 crop on corn to come down. They are expecting for a slight increase on the soybean stocks. Globally, it's interesting. Globally, corn stocks, soybean stocks, wheat stocks are all look like there should be a further decline on those ending stock numbers. And what's interesting about that, Chad, on corn and soybeans, that will be the fifth month in a row, if that does happen, that corn and soybean ending stocks in the world are lower. It'll be the fourth time on the wheat side. The other things we're really watching very closely is what are they going to do with the safrinha corn crop, in particular yield there? Are we going to see also a reduction on the Argentine side on both probably corn and soybeans, but probably more so the corn side? And then will there be some slight adjustments made with Russia on the wheat crop? And there even could be some minor adjustments made with the Ukraine corn crop.
Okay, very good. So now, I guess as we wrap all of this together, what does this all mean for our marketing plan? Should we be doing anything, either old crop or new crop at this point, Jeff?
Well, you know, this market's pulled back so far, so fast, much further than we thought it was going to. I don't think this is an area in there where you're selling any old crop or new crop at this point, but get ready on this next rally higher. We will need to be a seller, both of those. I do think there's some opportunities over on the basis side. I think to lock up some of the old crop basis levels would be wise at this time, Chad.
That's Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, on today's Final Bell. Do remember, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. Might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. According to the USDA, 2024 will see U.S. consumers importing more agricultural goods than farmers are able to sell overseas, resulting in a widening of the agricultural trade deficit to $32 billion. And who's buying what overseas continues to change as well. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We've all been a part of the carbon conversation. Tune into our latest episode of FP Next to find out how to put carbon to work on your farm and get paid while doing it.
All that matters today is document your farming practices, because it's the data that's going to create value.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts a major shift in the top buyers of American agricultural products for 2024. For the first time since the China-U.S. trade war in 2018, China will no longer be the leading destination for U.S. ag exports. Instead, Mexico and Canada will take the top spots. This year, U.S. food and ag exports to China are expected to drop by $6 billion, down to $27.7 billion, largely due to increased competition from Brazil in soybeans and corn. Mexico is set to become the largest buyer of U.S. agricultural goods, with record purchases estimated at $28.7 billion. Canada follows closely with projected record purchases of $28.4 billion. For grains and oil seeds, corn and soybean exports to China are declining sharply. U.S. corn exports are projected to drop to $12.4 billion. Wheat exports also are lagging forecasts and are expected to decline to $5.8 billion. Similarly, soybean exports are forecast at $24.5 billion. On a positive note, beef exports are projected to increase to $9.1 billion thanks to strong global demand, and pork exports are also expected to grow, reaching $7.3 billion. The USDA's overall forecast for U.S. agricultural exports in this next year remains at $170.5 billion. Despite declines in grain and feed exports, gains in livestock, poultry, and dairy are balancing the scales. This shift in trade dynamics is partly due to political tensions and economic uncertainties globally, including, of course, the war in Ukraine and economic challenges in China. Imports, on the other hand, are expected to rise to a record $202.5 billion, driven by strong domestic consumption and a robust U.S. dollar. This will result in a record agricultural trade deficit of $32 billion. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Well, for 2024, it looks like the American agricultural export market will continue undergoing significant changes. While competition from countries like Brazil are impacting traditional markets such as China, increased demand from Mexico and Canada is creating new opportunities. Livestock and dairy exports continue to thrive, highlighting the strength and versatility of U.S. agriculture. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osteoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osteoplastics. Visit osteoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to shower and thunderstorm possible with lows in the upper 50s. Maybe some morning rain early, then sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. Nice day with highs in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny in mid-70s again Sunday. More sun and a high in the low 70s on Monday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's a little complicated. She'll make her mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting, waiting around. Likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The money riverbank, she's the first in and the last down. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never sang. The sudden one minute, then she poured down. She wants her when she moves. Every jump on a drop. And I do what I don't wanna stop. I want whatever she's got. Yeah, I want whatever she's got. Tell your mind before
you thought your plan was parking, to figure out where your heart is. So twist it up. Have you spending every weekend and every penny you've been keeping just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring, she never the same. The sun one minute, then she pouring down rain. And she'll do whatever she wants. And when she moves, every jaw wanna drop. And I do, but I don't wanna stop. I want whatever she.
She's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin. serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Standing in the shadows, well, I just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing me. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there
think you're playing with me, darling. You like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you.